They'll fiddle around. But I'll know better today. I'll see the Russian today and see if I can get a reading from him that's any different from what Tommy has got in Moscow. I'll put it straight to him. You fellas want to defuse the situation, then you ought to put your weight to simple. What I have in mind is to say to him, you don't have to have a resolution. Let's get the president of the council to propose that the ship and so on be returned, and say the council will be prepared to carry on further to consider the matter and so on. Mm. But I know, as I read the telegrams, I doubt that the Russians would agree to anything. Mm-hmm. And then we'd let it be known that this is the reason why they can't do anything. I don't want to risk a resolution. See, we got a good vote on inscription. And I think it's much better to let it be where everybody is trying to use some individually some diplomatic pressure.
What'd you lose, 3 votes?
On the resolution itself?
On the inscription, yeah.
On the inscription, we just lost 3 votes.
Mm-hmm.
Russia, Hungary, and Algeria. Now that's a pretty good posture to leave it in.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want to lose support as we go down the line.
Mm-hmm.
So that... But I'll have a better reading. I'm going to spend all...
Talk to Nick or Dean. Let them get into this and think. We're going to have to do something when you get through there, and we sure don't want to be we don't even have our people out there. We couldn't do anything if we wanted to militarily, so we're going to have to do something in between.
That's right. And this would... of course, the best avenue out there... I don't know whether you saw this. I prodded our people to respond quickly. The best avenue out there to get our boys back is this Neutral Nation Supervisory Committee.
Yeah, they're working that carefully.
Yes. We got them working now. And that consists of the Swedes, the Swiss, the Poles, and the Czechs. And we sent a wire last night to get them working. It's very important. If you haven't seen the message, you might ask Walt to get it for you, to see that the North Koreans sent a message through that commission.
Yeah, we've read it and we've
replied.
Read it, yeah,
we've replied. I didn't know there was so much traffic.
Yeah, we've
and
read it. And
you saw the reply?
Yeah.
Yes. That's the best avenue.
We worked on it all afternoon.
Yeah, I should have realized that you'd be on top of that.
Here's one they're just trying to get out to Seoul now and reply to some of their worries. They just sent it in while you call. We fully understand the nature of the problem. We believe we can meet all of them with the following approach. It's apparent North Koreans now realize full possible consequences of their action. The Soviets have almost certainly told them to defuse the situation. The easiest way for them to immediately ease the acute tension and anger is to return Pueblo crew and possibly vessel.
Right.
It is imperative in our okay and our interest that nothing be done to interfere with this, that we make it as easy as possible for them to get off the hook. To raise assassination raider problems, as you suggest, at the same meeting will only complicate and delay solution to all of our problems. North Koreans will probably talk tough and try to humiliate us and are okay. If they do, we should let them rant and ignore it. The velvet glove approached the best, for there is steel fist in it, and the North Koreans know it. We should not call their attention to it or make any threats, or at this juncture even call excessive attention to the gravity of the situation. They know how grave it is. We should be businesslike and non-contentious. We expect the first round of talks will produce the release of the crew. Admiral Smith should try to obtain vessel as well. The North Koreans may ask UNGPAC to sign a receipt for the men, as they did in the helicopter case, on which it is written, confession of guilt that they were engaged in espionage violated territorial waters. UNMAC should repeat not be drawn into polemics and only state quietly that North Koreans have their view of the matter and we have ours, but he is not repeating not signing any statement of this kind. If they insist on apology, we should reply all our data indicate no repeat, no violation. If after crew is released and we talk with Butcher and other crew members, we find the vessel was within the territorial waters claimed by North Korea, we'll make this fact public. As to our further strategy, deal the vessel if they do not release it. Now, ROK problem, we intend to continue with the buildup of air and naval forces, even if the crew is released. Under cover of this, we'll ask for further senior level meeting. You and Mac continue the dialogue. As soon as the men are released, or if the release is long delayed, announcement will be made of our intention to keep augmented force in the area in view of North Korean campaign against the ROK. Also, you may tell Park we're considering substantial additional map for ROK to strengthen her anti-inflation and military forces. This information is for PAC alone and must not be published in any way. This will give ample assurance to PAC and his military leaders and people of our concern and interest. We'll also announce that two destroyers will be provided Korea with the date of delivery of the first. President PAC is a military man. He is wise and a realist, and the approach to him should be made in these terms. The enemy is about to retreat from one of its exposed positions. When we take that, we will move on to the next one. As you can tell, PAC, we will airlift available counter-inflation items as practical, and we'll give this program priority as we give Vietnam. You should see PAC soonest outline our strategy. Admiral Smith's message should be held for the time being. If PAC objects our approach, we shall send presidential message to PAC in an effort to further prevail on him. On letter to be sent to Mac, revised paragraph 5 as follows. It has been suggested further delays, details could be obtained through direct contact between both sides. I therefore request that names of the injured and dead be provided to us through the joint duty officers. Further, I request an immediate meeting of the senior members of both sides to discuss the modalities for resolving this matter promptly. We suspect the North Koreans will want a private meeting initially and perhaps throughout, under cover of that would say U.S. insisted on private meeting where we confessed our sins. You should make clear initial contact. We're prepared to agree to either open or close sessions, whichever they wish.
I think that's very good.
I see nothing inconsistent with it, though.
No.
What you suggest looks like fits in pretty well.
No, it fits in very well.
You do that, and I'll be back in touch
with
you.
Thank you, and
you
I
talk
have
to them.
Korean ambassador coming in to see me,
uh-huh.
And I'll follow the same
thank
line.
You.
Thank you.